Hi, this is Ann Venino. Welcome to Soundbites. I'm glad you are here. This soundbite is one of my power stories, Joni's Forest. In this mythical story, Joni vows to live her life fully and freely. Joni's Forest. Joni rushes out of an elevator onto the street. She raises her hand to hail a cab. Joni loves her job as an analyst at an investment banking firm. Her work is fast-paced and challenging. She is forever on the go. Joni is on her way to a meeting with the major partners in her firm. She arrives at the meeting and senses a somber mood. The partners discuss the downturn in the stock market and how the firm will respond to it. Joni is disturbed. She does not agree with some of the choices her firm has made. She feels that the partners are making their customers take a back seat to profit. As time goes on, Joni finds it harder and harder to go to work in the morning. She feels constrained by the firm's new policies. She does her best to serve her customers and honor her values, but it is getting harder. Joni increases her workout time and tries new techniques to reduce her stress. Her saving grace is that Joni has a hideaway. 5 years ago, Joni bought a cabin in the mountains. It is in a forest, and she has never loved or needed it more than now. She can escape from the pressures of her work there. Joni finds herself living for her trips to the forest. She daydreams about being there and even tries to figure a way she can live there year-round. She speaks with some of her friends about her plan. Joni's friends think she is crazy. They tell her they can't believe she would be happy away from the city and her work. Joni says her work would be easy to leave. Her friend suggests that she look at changing her work then, not changing her whole existence. Joni thinks about her friend's advice. She will give it some thought this weekend at the cabin. On Saturday, Joni takes a long walk through the forest. She is renewed and invigorated. Sitting near a blazing fire, Joni picks up a book that her niece left the last time she visited. The book is titled The Wood Nymph. Joni drifts off into a nap. In a haze, she sees the wood nymph in the story come to life. It is a magical being. The wood nymph begins to talk to Joni. It asks her what she is hiding from. What is so terrifying about her life that she has to run away? Joni replies that nothing is terrifying. She is experiencing a lot of stress and comes to the cabin to relax. The wood nymph laughs and asks her to think again. Joni is living only for her weekends. She is not present at work and is allowing her displeasure at work to rule her life. She is afraid to deal with what is making her unhappy and is paying a price for her choice. Does Joni want to live her life in reaction to her work situation or live her life for her own happiness? As Joni awakens, she thinks of the wood nymph's message. Is she really hiding from her life? She knows what is making her unhappy. Maybe she is hiding. She is not trying to change her work. Instead, she is running from it and finding refuge in her cabin. Joni is not facing the reality of her life in the present moment. It is only from the present moment that she can make meaningful change. Joni goes back to her friends and talks with them about her life. She realizes that work is taking a toll on her. She is using her cabin as a way to escape her present reality. Joni doesn't know quite how she'll do it, but she resolves to leave her job and find work that fulfills her. Joni will live her life fully and freely. She will not be bound by situations that constrain her. Joni returns the book to her niece. She tells her niece that the wood nymph is very wise. Her niece says, "I know, Aunt Joni. Fairies tell us how to be happy." The end. Thanks to Ermanno Venino, producer of this soundbite. Music by Gautama, freemusicarchive.org. Story protected by copyright.